I worship you because of who you are. Father, we say thank you. Lord, we exalt your holy name. Thank you, God, for another day. Well, thank you for the journey so far. Your presence has been our shield and buckler. Thank you for our daily need. Thank you for our going out and coming in. Thank you for surprising us on different areas. Thank you for pleasant surprises. Well, thank you because you are good to us. Thank you because great is your faithfulness, O Lord. We exalt you because you rule in the affairs of our lives. We thank you because you are God and you will continually be God in our lives. And we choose to serve and praise you because you are God. We appreciate you. We love you and we receive insight to love you more. We say thank you for everything. We are so grateful because you are the reason we are living. We thank you for all provisions. We thank you because in you we are sustained. We exalt and appreciate you. Thank you for everything. We cannot thank you enough. But in this little way, we say thank you. We lay down our crowns and we say thank you, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is the 24th day in the month of July. God has been good to us. The Lord who started this month with us is going with us and he will take us to this expected end. I want us to make these words of declarations today that in the name of Jesus Christ, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be moved in Jesus' name. I am blessed today. My going out and coming in is blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord holds me with his hand of righteousness and gives me victory in the name of Jesus Christ. My journey today is in the presence of God. My journey today is in the strength of God. I receive oil of gladness for every areas of my life in Jesus' name. I will not be defeated. I win from the place of victory because my Lord Jesus has won the battle for me and I am a partaker of his victory in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what men does to me, no matter what challenges throws at me, I am a victor in the name of Jesus Christ because it is the strength of God that is at work in me to give me victory on all sides. I receive victory in the morning, at noon, in the night, in the name of Jesus Christ. All areas of my life enjoys victory. In every way I am struggling with, my struggle is exchanged with a victory in the finished work of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, victory is my name. In the name of Jesus Christ, victory in every areas of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Christ who has saved me, the blood of Jesus sets the pace for me and the blood of Jesus gives me victory. The blood of Jesus gives me speed and accuracy. The blood of Jesus open the doors of favor for me. The blood of Jesus open the doors of help for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Where I least expect, what is not in my mind, the Lord brings it and give me pleasant surprises. Victory is my name in the name of Jesus Christ. I am helped from the Lord. I am help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God is at work in me in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of the finished work saves me from everything I need to be saved from. The power of salvation is at work in me in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the endless help in the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens door of favor for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Unto you who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what I think or ask of, the Lord gives to me in Jesus' name. Above what I think of, I receive in Jesus' name. Above what I work for, I receive it in Jesus' name, because the power of God is at work in me. The power of God is at work to do and to give me victory in the name of Jesus Christ. The finished work of Christ is at work with me in the name of Jesus Christ. My life will not antagonize everything that God has done for me. My life will not antagonize the finished work of Christ for me. My life will not antagonize the victory that the Lord has opened for me in the name of Jesus Christ. My life aligns with it in the name of Jesus Christ. I become a practical testimony. I become a practical experience. My life become an experience of the faithfulness and the wonders of God's mercies in the name of Jesus Christ. All that I look unto God for, I begin to manifest. I begin to walk alignment with it. I begin to enjoy them. I partake of the feast of the mercy of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that God has said concerning me will not pass me by, because the mercy of the Lord speaks for me. The mercy of the Lord rewrites it for me. I enjoy victory. Victory is my name. Victory is my testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that is not of God is silenced with the blood of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost goes ahead of me in the name of Jesus Christ. The fire of the Lord settles everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. With joy in my heart, I'm using this medium to invite us to our program that is coming up next week, Thursday, on the 30th of July, 2026. It's our hour of refreshing. The time will come to be refreshed from the throne of mercy. The time we receive power to forge ahead in every areas of our lives. The program will be coming up at the same venue, which is at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena, Ijokodo, Waec Junction, along Songwe Eleyele Road. We are inviting every one of us to partake. For those of us that are not in the state, you can join us online. And for those of us that will have the opportunity, we'll be expecting every one of us to come and join us together, to come and take and receive blessings at the feet of mercy, where we get daily renewal, where we get renewal for strength to forge. As you come, the Lord will bless every one of us in Jesus' name. As we prepare, the Lord will strengthen us in the name of Jesus Christ. So we are expecting you. Please, I want us to put this date. Let's prepare towards it, and let's note it on our calendars, our notepad, our notebooks, and the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll be expecting you. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Our journey today is blessed. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Once again, I use this medium to welcome every one of us. As we have been reading from the beginning of this month, we've been talking about Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, which says, "The thought I have towards you is of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end." These are words of God. These are not ordinary words. They are not words of men. I want us to know that God is the giver of the expected end, because he deals with us from the finished work of Christ. And until we see, appreciate, and accept that finished work, we cannot enjoy Christ in full. So this is telling us that we need to partner with God. We need to see with the lens that Christ is seeing. We need to see and align. We need to see and appreciate. I want us to know there's a saying that says, what you don't know, what you don't understand the value, abuse is inevitable. That is why it is needful for us to see. When we see, we appreciate. After appreciating, then we accept that finished work. It is not we that wants to do it, but it is God who has finished everything. But when we align our lives with God, when we see it firstly, we appreciate what we have seen. After appreciating it, then we accept it. It is possible for you to see something and not appreciate it. But when we see and appreciate, it's a three-way thing. We have to first of all see. When we see something, we appreciate it. It appeals to us. If something doesn't appeal to us, there is no way we can accept it. So when we see it, we appreciate it, and we accept that finished work of Christ for us. That is when we can enjoy it, because we have made our own part by seeing, appreciating, and accepting. And when you accept something, you take it as your own. You are ready to walk with it. Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3, it says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you with my loving kindness." He said the thought he has for us is of good and not of evil, to give us an expected end. Why does he want this expected end for us? Because he has loved us with an everlasting love. Even before we gave our life to Christ, before we chose to see it, before we chose to appreciate it, before we chose to accept it, he has loved us. Before we chose to accept that finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary, he has loved us, and he has drawn us with his loving kindness to give us that future and hope. I want us to know that God is the expected end that we must chase, that we must long, that we must drown and yearn for. Any end we are chasing after Christ may look like it, but it cannot be like it. The Bible says in Acts chapter 17 verse 28, "In him we live, move, and have our being, because he has drawn us with this everlasting love. In him we can live, in him we can breathe, in him we have our being." Many of us used to have this thought that, oxygen is what sustains our life. But I want us to know something, that fine, we breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. But if the breath of God is not in that oxygen, we are a living corpse. We are dead. We are nobody. Many of us say, and the wicked are alive. And this, that, that. It is because the Lord has chosen to preserve their lives. That is why every wicked person is still alive. And it is not in our place. It is in the place of God, because it is not his wish for anybody to die, to perish in his wickedness. Like we human feel that because this person is wicked, let him just die like that. That is human. But God does not do things like we do. He doesn't think or reason like we. If God had allowed Paul to die earlier, I'm afraid to say it, only God knows how we would have gotten the scriptures that we are reading today. So that is why God is different from man. God does not judge like men. In him we live, we breathe, and have our being. Our expected end, any expected we hope and long for that is outside Christ, is not truly expected end. I want us to know that our expected end is what we walk into, because Christ has finished it for us. He has finished everything for us. And that was why he told us in Matthew chapter 5 from verse 14, he said, "Ye are the light of the world." He is dealing with us from this finished work of Christ. And the purpose of the death of Jesus Christ is to make us light. He said he is the light of men. He is the life that dwells in us and reflects through us. Our body, our soul is the carrier of the light of God when we are on earth. God is not interested in our death. He is interested in our lives as living beings. So he said we are the light of the world. A city that is set on high cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bowl shell, but on a candlestick, and giveth life unto all men. His expected then is to make us a carrier of his light, to give light, to power himself, to power life to the world he has sent us to. Every one of us are representative of his life. We are carrier of his life because he died for every one of us. Christ died for everyone. It is not the works of righteousness that makes us a partaker to receive his death. He died for every one of us. He wants us to become light. He wants to translate his life through our lives. That is why he said our light should not be hidden. It is not possible for you to light something and put it under the bowl shell. It is not possible. It is put on the candlestick. He wants us to be on the candlestick to shine. If every one of us can choose to allow him to shine his light, we power the world and his light radiates and darkness will not be able to comprehend it. He said, so neither do men light a candle and put it under a bowl shell, but on a candlestick, and it giveth life unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father who is in heaven. The glory goes to our Father who is in heaven because he is the one that powers our light. He is sending us as the light. Light does not come today and finishes there. It's a process. We grow, become better and better and better till Christ comes. That is why he wants us to be the light, to shine in our world, shining in our space, shining in our careers, shining in our areas, on our individual space. When every one of us choose to live that light that God is translating into our life, we will see that our world is becoming better. So that expected then is for us to be a light, to be a carrier of his light, and to begin to shine the light. And we can only shine the light in him, because it is in him we live, we breathe, and we have our being. We are the light of the world. We are the city that is set on high. So until we have a reasonable knowledge of what it means to carry the light, to possess the light, to shine the light through him, we live, we breathe, and we have our being. So when we don't have this full understanding, when we don't have this reasonable understanding, because we cannot have everything all at once, but this reasonable understanding, we will not be able to fully walk in alignment. We'll be moving back, coming forth, moving back, coming forth, and that is no movement. So we need to have a reasonable measure of the understanding, seeing it, appreciating it, and accepting Jesus as our light, to breathe on us. The Bible says, and this light became the light of men, and the light shined darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. So we can only enjoy the process of our expected it when we allow that light of Christ to shine in us, to prevent darkness from silencing it. We need to work and partner with Christ to use us as lights to shine in this darkness. The owner of our life is saying, and in him we live, until we have that understanding that you are not living because of your money. It is not our money that has been sustaining us. It is not the amount of the best food we are eating that is the sustainer of our lives. Fine, they all have what to do, but that is not the yardstick of our lives. It is the breath of God that is in us. The Zoe life of Christ, this life that I have, is the life of Christ in me. Paul said, and when they saw Christ in me, and they glorified God in me. The glory of God radiates in our life when the light comes into our hearts. When Paul was on the way to Damascus to affect the children of God, he saw the light that nobody could see, and he had to appreciate that light. He accepted the light. How did he appreciate it? He saw that this light was so shining as it was, as the intensity of the light was so shining, the men around him could not see him. He alone could see him. It is a personal experience. He saw the light. He appreciated the light by asking, who are you, God, that I persecute? And he accepted the light, because every instruction God gave him, he followed. It was not somebody that gave him the instructions. God did not use a channel, a medium to speak with him, spoke with him personally, and he chose to align. He chose to follow the instructions that God gave him, and he grew up in him. Questions before us today is, every day God is knocking at the door of our heart, and he's giving us instructions for our life, because it is in him alone that we can live, breathe, and have our being. He wants to shine his light through us, because we are the light of God, and he needs us to carry his light everywhere we are, to become the candlestick that stands on his lampstand. So the question before us today is that, are we willing to align to be that candlestick that he wants to use in our own space? He wants us to be the candlestick that he wants to use in our space. Are we ready and willing to align to be that lampstick? Many are called, but few are chosen. Are we going to be among the chosen one? I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will help us, that on a daily basis, we will choose to see, appreciate, and accept every of his instructions for our life, and we will walk according to it, because it is in him we live, we breathe, and we have our being, so that we can walk the process of enjoying our expected end. We will not walk contrary or against the expected end that God has for us in Jesus' name. The power to will and to do according to what is expected for us, God will give to us in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Our lives will not walk contrary to the will of God, and we will not choose disobedience over obedience in Jesus' name. The presence of the Lord rest and abide with us as we go today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want to use this medium to remind us that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is at hand. Let us walk our lives in alignment. The Lord will help us and strengthen us to be obedient. The Spirit of the Lord will help us to align, to live our lives according to the dictates he wants us to, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The abiding presence of the Lord goes with us today in the name of Jesus Christ, and will be a testimony of the goodness of God today in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and enjoy the experience of the presence of God.